This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Since the Syrian uprising began in March last year, tens of thousands of people have fled the country. Some went to Jordan, others to Lebanon, and according to officials, at least 27,000 to Turkey. From Istanbul, Ashley Creek reports on one man's effort to help those fighting against the Syrian regime.
A small private hospital in the suburbs of Istanbul. Two Syrian men lie here injured, but they think lucky. Because when the revolution started, Dr. Alan Nazir, a Syrian doctor who's lived in Istanbul for 30 years, decided he'd treat wounded Syrians for free.
Every Syrian one who didn't help the Syrian in this position, for sure he's a traitor. Most of the revolutions, they aren't rich, they are poor, so it's hard to take from them.
But Dr. Nazir and his nephew Khaled, who works with him, learned a few months ago that some patients had bills. They were shocked.
One man called my uncle and he asked him to decrease the cost for the guys here. He said to my uncle, a bill come to me that you want $25,000. My uncle said to him, I did not want any money from anyone. Everything is free here.
Apparently, a middleman had been ripping off some patients. Khaled said his uncle has tried to make sure everyone knows not to pay any bills, and he hopes his family's reputation has not been tarnished by this.
Other people trying to steal money using our names, so our names will be bad between our friends. Some of people will think it bad, or Khaled and doctor trying to write a big bills. That's not true, you know? Not true.
The Syrian opposition in Istanbul is small and close-knit, with about 800 volunteers. The exiles run a number of groups that send aid to Syria. In the basement of an office building in Istanbul, Magira Al-Sharif volunteers with the Syrian Solidarity Association.
There you go.
He wrestles through boxes of t-shirts and bracelets and lighters.
A lighter, we had a lighter. This is for 10 liras. We can make 100 liras out of 10.
Over the past 5 months, the group has sent $100,000 to Syria. Al-Sharif says they know there's a lot of graft, especially at the border among smugglers. So they only send money with people they know. And so far, they haven't been ripped off. In Istanbul, I'm Ashley Cleek for Marketplace.